This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, for the past few years, China has had a much higher economic growth rate than we're seeing here in the U.S. But when China releases its latest GDP figures tomorrow, forecasters are expecting the worst growth in 3 years. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai.
Economists are predicting China's economy is growing at 7.6%. Not bad when compared to U.S. GDP, but it's a stark departure from the not-so-long-ago golden days of double-digit growth in China. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao revealed this week his plan to get China out of this slump. Build steel mills, train lines, bridges.
Just the other day, Premier Wen came out and said, we really have to boost investment because that's the only thing that's going to deliver the short-term GDP growth.
Patrick Shavonik is an economist at Tsinghua University. He says Wen's plan is a big mistake because it focuses too much on the short term.
Because you're giving up really something that's much more important, which is the long-term health of the Chinese economy, just to hit a number.
Shavonik thinks China should instead lower taxes, invest more in healthcare, things that would put more money in the pockets of consumers. But as Beijing reaches into its economic toolbox, what we're seeing are projects like this one. Bao Steel, China's largest state-run steelmaker, will build a new $11 billion steel mill at a time when China's steel capacity outstrips demand by 220 million tons. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.